Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Got a special little bonus interview episode for you all with Adam Devine and Nina Dobrev, who star in this new movie, The Outlaws, which is out on Netflix now. If you're looking for something silly, it's a silly comedy that's over on Netflix. And Adam also starred in a show that I loved called Workaholics. And many people know Nina, of course, from The Vampire Diaries, which I'm so sorry to say that I just wasn't someone who got on The Vampire Diaries train, although I know it's like so beloved and people who loved The Vampire Diaries are obsessed with it. I get it. But Adam, I watched every episode of Workaholics, and I was so devastated because recently there was news that there was going to be a Workaholics continuation, or I think it was going to be a new movie for Paramount Plus, and they canceled it sort of at the last minute, I think right before filming. So I got to ask Adam about that whole situation and what happened, and talk about the movie The Outlaws and some of their other past work. And The Outlaws has a great supporting cast. They have Ellen Barkin and Pierce Brosnan and my favorite Richard Kind, who's this actor that I, of course, had to ask them about because I just think he's like one of the funniest people who you might not know the name, but you would recognize him. He pops up in so, so much. And I was so excited to see him pop up in this movie. And he was just like, I don't know, tickling my funny bone. That's a phrase, right? It's tickling my funny bone. And so I, of course, had to ask about him. But I hope you all enjoy this chat with Adam and Nina. And if you want to check out their new movie, it's called The Outlaws on Netflix. But I want to remind you all to find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And then I want to thank Acast. Go to everythingiconic.com for tour tickets. And we'll be right back. Adam and Nina, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
So good. Iconic, I feel.
Very iconic.
And speaking of, so I've been watching all these interviews you guys have been doing about this movie. It's super funny, but everyone's asking you, obviously, about Pierce Brosnan and Ellen Barkin, who play Nina, your parents, in the movie. But I wanted to switch things up a little bit because I'm obsessed with Richard Kind. And Richard Kind plays Adam's dad in this. And he's so funny in everything. People might know him from Curb Your Enthusiasm or Spin City or Inside Out. He did the voice of Bing Bong, which was traumatic. Nina... And I guess we'll start with Adam because he plays your dad. But can you tell me anything about working with Richard Kind? Is that weird?
I've always loved Richard Kind. Richard Kind was when I first, it was Workaholics and we had just gotten our TV show and we moved into the Hollywood Hills and we're throwing these crazy parties. Richard Kind was my next door neighbor.
What?
Hated our guts. And I ran into him at a party once and I'm like, I'm your neighbor. And he's like, so you're the one making all that racket. It was the best. And I always thought he was the funniest. And
I can vouch for that, by the way. Your parties were wild.
They were wild. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's been to them. So I always was like, I have to pay him back for being a horrific neighbor when I was in my mid-20s to Richard Kind.
I love it. I love it. And Nina, how about you? Was there anything that working with him? I mean, you have a couple scenes with him.
I mean, the pressure of having the last name Kind, I can't even imagine. And he's so freaking kind. Like one of the sweetest human beings on the planet. Funniest people that, it's hard to say funniest people I've ever worked with because I'm sitting next to the other funniest person I've ever worked with. But I think between everyone in the movie, it was just like funny on top of funny on top of funny. And I've been meaning to tell you, I need to invoice you for, I'm getting laugh lines.
Oh, okay.
We're going to need to fix these at some point.
This is Hollywood. Bring in the Botox.
Bring him in.
Wait, Nina, you mentioned going, did you go to some of Adam's parties in his 20s? Adam, I actually met you very, very briefly at a bar called Happy Endings, like over a decade ago. I don't know if you remember that.
What do you mean? What do you mean I don't remember? I wasn't blackout. I definitely remember going to that bar quite a bit. Yes.
Wait, so Nina, what do you remember going to any of Adam's parties back in the day?
Yeah, Adam and I have been friends for almost a decade, I feel like.
Yeah, I think about a decade, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely. We were in our mid-20s. We shot a movie together when we were in our 20s. And he had this house in Hollywood that was just like party central. I've been to a few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone's seen Workaholics. You kind of can put two and two together. It's just a bunch of wild beer pong and...
Yeah, it wasn't as crazy. Yeah, yeah. It was basically we just didn't leave college. We're like, we're still drunk college kids.
Yeah.
And but we were like 26.
Didn't you have a thing with like, people jump off the roof into the pool?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We jumped off the roof into the pool. Blake actually broke his back jumping off the roof. Not into the pool. He decided to just jump onto a beer pong table. And broke
it. God.
Yeah.
I feel like that might have been an episode of Entourage or something.
We might have been copying that.
Yeah.
I'm Turtle.
Nina, you actually guest starred on Workaholics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know about working together again after, of course, working together years ago. But before we even get into that, I need to know about like the Workaholics. So there was supposed to be a movie for Paramount Plus, right? And then it got canceled or there was a reboot. So I need to know, like, what was it going to be about? And is there any hope for it for the future? I'm sorry, that's not about the Outlaws. Everyone's going to see the Outlaws, but I need to know about that.
Yeah, I mean, those bozos over at Paramount Plus blew it. They decided just old men in cowboy hats is more entertaining than young guys with hard hair. yeah, I mean, they blew it. It was such a funny movie. We were so excited to shoot it. We were 5 weeks out when they pulled the plug, and it sucks, but you know.
Can you take it somewhere else?
No, they own the rights to it, so I don't think we're able to. I mean, we've tried, and they're being real sticklers about it.
But we could call Pierce and Ellen, and we can outlaw it.
Yeah, we can go shake it down. Yeah,
break into Paramount Plus and
steal the rights back. That's Outlaws too.
If you promise to cast me in it, I'll help you.
Yeah. You're in it.
Honestly, I feel like we need it. At some point, Paramount Plus has to... somebody will come into their senses or something, or another streamer will eat up Paramount Plus and we'll get it, I hope, eventually.
Yeah, making decisions like that, they're not going to last long. Come on, that's a bonehead move.
Can you tell me anything that it was about? Like, are you able to spoil
it? No, because I really want to make the movie. Yeah, so yeah. I hope we're doing this in another couple years after we actually get to make it. So I'm still fingers crossed, but you never know.
You know, in the interviews I've been watching with the two of you guys, I've been loving how you've been saying about the Outlaws. It's like a silly movie. There's not, it's just meant to make you entertained and laugh. And I think we need that so much these days. But Nina, this question's for you. What kind of comfort movies or TV shows or things that do you watch that you just want to check out to? Do you have comfort movies?
I'm not really like a lot of people I know talk about reality shows being their what's it called?
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I don't have those. I just have pleasures.
Yeah, me too. I consume a lot nowadays, I feel like, and I'm blanking on all of it at this exact moment.
Do you watch reality TV at all or no?
No, not really. Yeah. I do watch a lot of documentaries though. So the Arnold documentary, I just binged that.
I did too. I watched that one.
That was great.
People say I'm built exactly like Arnold. It's
identical.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder if it is Arnold reincarnated.
Like a 9-year-old Arnold before he went through puberty.
Yeah.
I loved in the 90s when Arnold would just do like a kindergarten cop or like throw us sort of a random comedy outside of the action stuff. I miss those days, which I guess his new one is sort of like an action comedy, but it's not the same as him like teaching kindergarten, you know?
No, but when you watch the documentary, it all kind of makes sense. Like he's very, very intelligent and very calculated in a really cool way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who are the people, you know, this movie, The Outlaws, it was produced by Adam Sandler. And I feel like, Adam, specifically with you, I feel like I see a lot of like those 90s comedic influences. Who were the people when you were growing up that you looked at? Was it an Adam Sandler or like a Jim Carrey or something? Like, who did you look up to?
I mean, that's exactly right. It was Jim Carrey and Sandler and Chris Farley. I mean, I did like Chris Farley impressions on the radio when I was 14. I would call in every day and do like Chris Farley doing very specific Omaha, Nebraska references. So I mean, it's Chris, all those early SNL guys. I mean, they're the heroes of mine. I mean, I like know Adam Sandler now. He's produced this movie and I still am like a true child around him. Like I'm not cool. Like, and I've met a lot of my comedy heroes and I feel like I've been pretty cool around most of them. But with Sandler, I'm like, I short circuit. So he's
do you have a, what, do you have a favorite Sandler movie?
Probably Wedding Singer is probably my favorite. Or 51st Dates is good. Or obviously Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Yeah, and you like a Drew pairing. Nina, how about you? Who were your influences getting into the industry?
Like, Drew.
Were there people, was it someone like Drew Barrymore, who I love Drew too, but who were your influences or people that you looked towards?
It's got to be Adam Devine.
Thank you.
Yeah. I looked up to him my whole life.
Yeah.
Even before I met him. No, I mean, kind of all over the place. You know, I've always sort of wanted to do different things. And so people like Natalie Portman or Kate Blanchett or Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence, all the Jennifers, basically. I don't know. I'm a fan of so many different people, and I'm inspired by so many different women.
You do have a really cool career because you're able to do like more dramatic stuff, and then you're able to do like big fun comedy stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth.
Yeah,
I love it. And also
whoever does it all.
I loved your Christmas movie last year. I'm blanking on the name. Was it like Love Hard?
Love Hard.
Oh yeah, it was so good. And Adam, I have to say that when I was over a friend's house babysitting her daughter, and her daughter was obsessed with a Christmas movie you voiced, a reindeer. Sorry,
reindeer in here.
Yeah, and the young woman wanted to watch it over and over again. So when I was babysitting, I feel like we watched it three times or something.
Yeah, I feel like my career is just annoying a lot of parents. It's just a lot of parents going, you want to watch it again? Okay, great. And when I meet some parents, like every once in a while, like in an elevator, they're like, oh, good to meet you. So nice to meet you. My kid loves you. And I'm like, why are you saying it like that then?
Why are you so angry when you say that?
Yeah, why are you so angry when you say it?
Right. And that voice stuff is weird too, because I feel like it, you're half the time the adults are trying to say, like, I know that voice. Like, the first time we were watching, I was like, I know his voice from something. What was it from? And then eventually you look it up and you're like, oh my God, that's at, and you have such a specific.
You're like, they let the workaholics guy do this movie? Okay. Hollywood, maybe.
I love seeing you pop up stuff. Yeah, Adam, you're so funny. And Nina, I have to ask you about Degrassi, because obviously it was such a huge show. And of course, everyone, I had asked people in the Everything Iconic Patreon to write in questions, and people wanted to know, like, what's your relationship with Drake like now? Like, are you able to text Drake, or, you know, tell me about Drake.
Are you on the next Drake track?
I'm not. I wasn't a Drake music video once.
You were?
I was.
He introduced me to Drake once. Do you even remember that?
No.
We were at some, I think it was like a Netflix party for like some award show. And Drake was there, and I'm like, oh, I've never met Drake. And you're like, I'll introduce you. And you introduced me.
Cool. I didn't remember doing that.
Yeah.
I would love to know, like, what Drake.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Watches as, like, his comfort movies. Like, does Drake like a rom-com? You know, like, I don't know. I feel like that's what I'm most
really
interested in.
Talent. Like, as an actor, he's incredibly talented. I mean, I know that if he wanted to continue doing that, he would have been, you know, probably in this movie or, you know, even bigger movies. Like, he's really, really, really talented. And yeah, I see him. We all live in Hollywood and see each other every now and then, mostly at events and stuff because we're so busy. But he's really lovely and sweet and hasn't really changed despite the fact that he's the biggest superstar in the world. But yeah.
Yeah, it turns out Drake is kind of talented.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Surprising.
Yeah, that's
every time I see like the Billboard charts, the top 10 is like 9 Drake tracks. I'm like, how does that even happen? Like, not the top 9 is Drake, or whenever he releases new music, it's like the whole thing.
I feel like he releases new music like every other day. He's always in the studio. It's pretty impressive.
Right. Adam, you worked with one of my favorites, Nancy Meyers. I'm a rom-com junkie, and Nancy Meyers is the best. So tell me about Nancy.
The Drake of rom-coms.
She is. Yeah.
We can all say that.
I second that.
Yeah. She is the Drake of rom-coms. Just nothing but hits. Another one. That's not Drake. But who is that?
Khalid.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was the best. The fact that she put me in that movie was truly insane. And then also Anders from Workaholics was in the movie too. So, and we always forget that each other were in the movies because we didn't shoot with each other. But Nancy Meyers is the greatest. She's so cool. We had a great relationship. I went to her 60th, I think it was her 60th or 50th, I don't know, birthday party. And it was the like Diane Keaton was there. Martin Short was there. Steve Martin was there. It was wild. It was like the coolest.
Was the food good?
I imagine the food was like Steve Martin lap, and it was like a highlight of my life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And was the food really good? I just imagine it being like food was great. Catered.
The kitchen was immaculate. Mm. And I don't care about kitchens at all. Like I don't ever notice a kitchen. But at that moment, I was like, I do have to take this kitchen in because every woman in my life is going to ask me about this kitchen. So I'm like, there's a lot of refrigerators. There's two big islands, a lot of room for serving trays.
Talk about pressure again, though. Somebody who directs and is known for those kinds of movies, your house has to be perfect all the time.
And she nailed it.
Did you notice? I've heard stories about on set, she would adjust something in the background of a shot in a kitchen or just making sure everything was like so flawlessly placed. And I often think people reduce her movies to just like a kitchen or something, but she's also such a brilliant writer. And I mean, her movies are so good. And
she's the Drake of rom-coms.
Yeah. She's the best.
She's very talented, that lady.
You guys tell me about The Outlaws. Okay, Nina, tell people what this is about and give everyone a little rundown.
I'm hot deep.
The Outlaws is a fun action comedy that will make everybody laugh out loud and on the edge of their seats the entire film. It's about a couple who are played by Adam and I who are getting married, but Adam's character has not met my parents yet, and they show up for the wedding, and it turns out that the in-laws are outlaws.
Mm-hmm. What I keep saying about the movie, I mean, it's super funny. You watch the trailer and you get what the movie's about, and it's but there's some big surprises in there that you don't see coming. And what I keep saying about it is you're not going to watch it and then get to the end and be like, was that about global warming? Was there like some other message here? There's not. There's no other message. We're just trying to be as funny as possible and have some big, big funny laughs and huge fun set pieces and have the action be truly, really, really cool and suspenseful. So I think we nailed it. I'm really proud of it.
I thought it was really silly and fun. I got a little stoned before I watched it. And
good.
There was that one specific Richard Kind part that just made me like cry laughing, and part of it might have been the weed, but it was like I couldn't stop myself. He was somebody was trying to take over
his
car.
Heavy hitter, man. If we do a sequel, maybe it's my in-laws that become outlaws in the sequel, who knows.
Yeah, we have to pitch it on like location though, somewhere exotic.
Yeah, but maybe we rob something in Monaco. Yeah,
great.
It does feel like there'll be a sequel too. Right, you'll do a sequel, right?
We did a honeymoon. We've been pitching honeymoon.
Yeah, it's our exotic honeymoon location, and then something happens.
Right. You always just go to do it in Hawaii or something. I mean, somewhere fun. Adam, I have to ask you about Righteous Gemstones because my boyfriend's obsessed with it, and he wanted me specifically to ask you about you and Keith, who is played by Tony Cavallaro, is an old friend of mine. Him and I did Groundlings together. But
wow, cool, yeah.
My boyfriend wants to know, will there be a payoff to that relationship? Because there's sort of like a will they or won't they with the two.
You're trying to get that inside scoop, aren't you? I see you, boy. Trying to get that inside scoop. I can't really say, but it certainly seems like we're heading that direction for sure.
Okay. And who's the funniest on that set? I mean, who is the hardest to do a scene with? Edie?
I mean, Edie's super funny. I mean, her character is just such a maniac. So it's easy for her to just like blow up in any scene. But I mean, Walton Goggins is super funny. Tony's really funny. Tim Baltz, who plays BJ, always makes me laugh. It's a cast with a ton of heavy hitters. So
it's hard funny.
To keep a straight face for sure.
My boyfriend's slowly been getting me into it, and Edie just makes me crack up. I mean, you all do. You're also brilliant in it, but yeah, it's just like every time she's on screen, she's just like so good. We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with more from Adam and Nina talking about their new movie, The Outlaws, which is out on Netflix now. We'll be right back. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/iconic. Okay, the last two questions I ask all of my guests are your favorite Mariah Carey song, if you have one. I know it's sort of out there. And then also, if you were choosing for People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose? I guess we'll start with Nina.
For the Mariah Carey song, the only one that the first one that came to mind was the Christmas one. Yep. I don't even know what it's called.
All I want for Christmas.
He's the singer, not me, obviously. Yeah. And then Sexiest Man Alive. Gosh, this is a hard one. Can't think of anyone.
There's no one. No one.
Top of my head.
Maybe someone involved with the Outlaws or.
Like Pierce, maybe? Are you implying
Richard Kind?
Richard Kind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Adam Devine.
Wow. No, that's too much. What? My God. That is too much, girl. I cannot believe you said that. That's crazy.
I know. What a choice.
Smoldering. Blue steelness happening right now.
All cool, sexy guys have to have really dry lips. I gotta go.
Yeah. Adam, let's just say I know you're married and you're straight, but let's just say you were in charge of People Magazine. Who would you choose?
Who is Sexiest Man?
Yeah. And
I cannot choose myself. Pierce has probably won that a bunch, right? There's without a doubt.
I feel like he probably has, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
How long has it been going on, though?
There needs to be. Who's that new, new? Who's that new young hunk?
It's been going on for a while. I bet you Pierce has been because they did I think it started in the mid 80s, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
So he probably has.
He must have.
Yeah.
And if not, he should be at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably some TikToker I don't even know. Some long haired beefcake.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. You know, there's a lot of hot boys out there nowadays.
I know. Okay. So tell me what's next. What's next for the two of you? Nina, what do you have coming up? Anything else you want to plug?
I have a documentary that I produced with Questlove that comes out on the same day as our movie, but it's a documentary. So it's very different.
You can watch both.
It comes out in AMC theaters on July 7th as well. And then streaming everywhere. It's called The League. So check it out. And then what else? I have a few other movies coming out later this year, but let's focus on this one.
I like
The Outlaws. Of course.
Coming out now.
Yes, hey,
of course.
And it's really fun.
And this is all I have. So please watch The Outlaws July 7th.
Everyone's going to check it out. And I encourage everyone to just watch it and check out. It's sort of it felt like very much a throwback to kind of like a 90s movie to me. And I mean that in the best of ways because I've been like really craving silly and
I feel like the news just sucks. Like every time you turn on, you're like, is the world about to implode?
Yeah.
Like and you're like, why is it 180 degrees in Texas? The world is insane now. And we're just trying to give you a 90-minute break. So you can laugh. And isn't that all we want?
We thank you. We thank you on behalf of the viewing audience. Thank you. Everyone's going to check out The Outlaws on Netflix now. Adam Devine and Nina Dobrev, thank you so much for taking the time. This was truly such a pleasure, and congrats on the movie.
Thank you.
Thanks thank you, lot. Guys.
I like your stuffed animal.
Oh, thank you. It's Alf.
I
like
yeah,
him.
Look at him. I know. I had an Alf. I had an Alf doll. That was my baby animal that I had until I was like 27.
I feel like we're due for an Alf reboot.
Truly. We're due for one. It's time.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.